Up and welcome back, Taco Tuesday here at Corked Stats, powered by the Mayo Media Net here on YouTube and presented by Jock Market, the daily fantasy app where we make money. And we were at it again yesterday doing the things that we do, me and you, the Corked Stats crew. What's up, everybody? It's your favorite host, Big Johnny Stud, coming to you worldwide from Brooklyn, New York. As always, you know I'm coming out the chair as always, we do not stop around here burning the candle on both ends. Wouldn't have it any other way. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the audio-only pod. Mayo Media Net's been so very good to us all year. You got to download the Jock Market app as well. We're starting to get some profits together before football season. Remember, we will be getting away from the baseball show once we get into September, pivoting fully here into football. Can't wait. Speaking of that, we have a couple of football shows up already. I was at the Flex Draft, that live draft that Sealy puts on, and I tore everyone's team to shreds. But it's a really good, a really good primer, I think. Like a one kind of stop shop for a draft primer. We go through the whole board. I break down all the teams by position and all the nuance and context you expect whenever you roll with us here at MMN. Let's get into the three pillars of profit here at Cork Stats. Come on, baby. Doing the daily DFS, Jock Market, the overlay into total base props. We have just been kicking tail with those, how about those base hit parlays yesterday? Hat tip to all the sharp people out there. Really, it takes a community, right? They say if you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. You teach him to fish eats for a lifetime. You teach enough people to fish, you end up with your feet up sometimes because there's a culture of fisher people. Hat tip to all the followers out there, just everybody. Tug and Dane and Walrus, my dude Monotone, who put us up on this parlay thing. You know, I always keep my eyes on the market. I want to know what the sharpest tools in the shed are doing, man. Remember, imitation, sincerest form of flattery, but there is no copying this. The fastest show in MLB, absolutely anyway. You take that bad MF-er to the bank, you know it, baby. Let's get up into the stack attack. We got a ton of work. I got to stop running my mouth so much in the open here, man. Seriously, there's just so much work to get into. And yeah, where most people would be packing it up, going, yeah, we have 3 weeks left. We could probably mail it in the next contract. They said, you don't know me, ho me, if you thought that's how we roll. Let's get into the 8-9 stack attack. It's brought to you by the fine people at Jock Market. Love that app. Love that people. Remember, without them, there's no me. It's the Bluebirds. We want those righties from Toronto against Kyle Horse Bradish, 6.55 ERA, 1.55 WHIP, OPS above 900. All those attack metrics firmly in place. You pop the hood. FIP above 5, deserved ERA above 6. First strike rate below 50, and the in zone contact rate right around 90, where we want it. All those kind of juicy tidbits we're looking for right where we need them, baby. 40 hard hit, 10 barrel, has been a 370 expected wOBA on the season and nearly 2 home runs per 9. Those are all major issues. And we were actually backing Bradish early on. It wasn't terrible, so it's gotten bad fast. Righties this year have just done work against him. 361 batting average, 1036 OPS. Yikes, my goodness. He's force-feeding the fastball. Right, a lot of running themes here. One of the things you get when you come here is that kind of granular, laser-focused analysis. We're dissecting arsenals. We're looking at individual pitches, how they move, and how the hitters subsequently react to that stuff. So it's funny, at the open, we're kind of identifying just the worst, not only pitchers, but pitches in the game. This fastball from Bradish got to be one of them. 50% use, a 715X slug. That is just atrocious. 6 home runs off that pitch. We're looking at Vladito last 2 weeks. 51 plate appearance against righties. Check out the triple slash. 370, 283, 10, 84. Remember, our triple slash here at Cork Stats is geared towards gambling degenerates the way it should be, right? So forget average OBP and slug. No one cares about that. We're using BA, ISO, and OPS, right? A BA and OPS play for every daily format. I'm starting to get ready to give the green light. Every single player on this thing is viable for a base hit. People have often asked me, should we roll them out in total base props? Well, then you got to roll out all the calculus, right? Because two bases is not easy, so you want to be on the road. You really would rather not be favored if you're going to be home, right? So you get that ninth frame. You want a good lineup spot and plus the great matchup. But man, to get a single, you figure the average hitter hits 250, 4 plate appearances, if we're highlighting and optimizing great spots, everybody here is chef a kiss for a base hit. Let's get back into it. The reason we use ISO in the middle, because ISO is extra base hit rate that you really want for the two total bases. Absolutely. Walks are included in OPS, but they don't count for total base props. Man, those walks will just kill you, my dude. Joke. I'll tell you just that. Me and him just die with these props whenever we collabo. All right, baby. Vlad, in that time frame, 63 hard hit, 11 barrel, and 3 home runs against fastballs from righties. I'm sorry, that was on a year to date. So let's stop again. I'm sorry. That was a misquote. When we look at individual pitchers, it really makes a lot of sense to zoom all the way out, right? So I was giving you recency to show you Vlad is on an uptick. This is against right-handed fastballs year-to-date, 63 hard hit, 11 barrel, okay, right? So we know Bradish is going to be force-feeding the fastball. We want to identify really strong fastball hitters. We have just that, well, about one Moss. Mr. Chapman, Matty Chapman, last 14 days, 44 plate appearances, 270 batting average, a 405 ISO. That's a 40% extra base hit rate, 1062 OPS, and 5 home runs as well. Zooming out on the fastball from righties on the year, 52 hard hit, 17 barrel, 16 blast. Highlight Chapman today for your DFS plays, wherever you're looking for kind of home runs or anything like that. He is going to be good. Expect for him to end up on the jock market list for sure tonight. And then Teoscar Hernandez, just probably the best fastball hitter on the team right now on the year, 71 hard hit, 20 barrel, 329 ISO, a 470 expected wOBA, and 6 home runs from Teoscar against right-handed fastballs. Again, all the nuance and context you could probably stomach till it's pouring out your nose, man. So, feels like a pretty good time to ask for a like. Put your cartoon fingers inside us, please. They mean so much, it's hard to describe, babe. For all the drum banging and harmonica blowing the one man band is doing, there is nothing that competes, right? If you want to match my energy, that competes with pressing the like button. And a 5-star review is like the, you know, the coup de grace, just like the piece de resistance. You just can't do any better for us. Means the world. I see you all out there. Mr. Bain supporting us every... I think this man supported me every day for the entire season. We see you out there, all the people. And JK, Male Body, all my guys that are there every single day. I do see you. It's hard to mention everyone every day, but you know, I got mad love for you. That's why the show is getting picked up for football. If we're not doing baseball, there's a reason why people are into what we're doing. Let's get back into the next stack. It's the Let's Go Mets Go against Mike Minor. As long as he's pitching, we're going to keep hitting. Mike Minor on the year, 619 ERA, 1.57 whip, again, OPS above 900. The first thing you want to be looking for, the FIP and deserved ERA above 6. 10% walk, 9% swing and strike. You do not want your walk rate higher than your swing and strike rate. That's an issue. The chase rate is way too low. The in-zone contact rate is way too high, again, at 90%, right? That's where we can start to look for isolated contact metrics. Again, I know there are some new listeners, so thank you. You know, a lot of baseball shows are losing steam right now and mailing it in. They're looking at baseball. This is when we're really going to start doing well. You know, people do take their eyes off it. New players are coming up, but we're not paying attention. We're running the algo. We are on the advanced stuff. We're all over this bad boy. You know, the algo gets stronger and smarter with more information. It would be a shame to let it go right now. You're seeing the results. You know, the proof is in the pudding, everybody. I got the receipts for that boy. So once you get into a high zone contact rate, that's when you could start looking for barrels. Be careful looking for barrels and expected wOBA con and things like that. If there's a low contact rate with Minor, you're not getting that. So let's go after it. Some of the worst power profiles you see in the league right now. 51 fly ball, 13 barrel, 13 blast equals what? Yes, you, the handsome fellow in the back. 2.5 home runs per nine. Oh my goodness. Righty's just tearing this guy up. 317 BA, 1050 OPS on the year. They've hit 13 of the 16 home runs. Why? Again, beating the dead horse. He's force-feeding the fastball. These pitchers are not always so bad. They get a bad rap for being bad pitchers. I think the arsenal is not robust enough. I think if I was a pitching coach, I mean, I would have identified this. We need to get away from this. We need to either use it in different circumstances. We need to develop a new pitch, right? This is not working. And I think Einstein told us, right? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting a different result. So you'd be insane to not keep going with my boy Pete Alonso. Let's talk about some gaudy stats here. Last 25 plate appearances against righties. I mean, this is just like, it's gaudy, it's cartoonish, these statistics. 588 batting average, 353 ISO, a 1650 OPS, 460 expected wOBA, 4 extra base hits, and that's bam, man. Pete Alonso. Do not forget who told you Pete Alonso, greater than sign, Vlad Guerrero for 2022. And if you don't believe it, I got the receipts and we're up doing those tutorial videos from the preseason. Look amazing. I'm going to have to get back. I need to do like some clip art because we got major monster wins. Told you to get away from Walker Buehler because he's going to stink. Told you draft Pete Alonso. Told you to draft Austin Riley. He's going to be getting MVP votes. And So listen, man. You work this hard, it feels a lot less like luck. It's more than just a stupid saying, all right? So Pete Alonso is the Mac. Also, Starling Marte, last 60 days, 60 plate appearances against lefties, 426 BA, 204 ISO, 1113 OPS. So this is probably a good example of where you want to maybe watch a little bit with the total base props for a guy like that, right? 20%, a bit low. You don't know where you're going to get five at-bats. The Mets are at home and they're big favorites, right? So that'd be a good place where, just to give you an example of where I might disqualify somebody from a total base prop, because they just don't check enough of the boxes. Marte doing a thing in that span, 12 barrel, 434 expected woba, and 3 shamalama ding dong. So give me those Mets righties against Mike Minor. And then let's wrap it up with the Cubbies from the right side of the tracks in Chi-Town going up against Paolo Espino. Okay, check this out. This is another one where nuance and context at the four of Cork Stats and why people like our work. Right, Dirk, because it's good. Hello, hello, people. You know, listen, again, I hate to joke around and sound too arrogant, but you got to know what you're good at and you got to maximize on that stuff. You know, work really hard, consume a lot of content, and try to be better, different than the rest. Okay, here we go. Espino on the season, 420 ERA, 127 whip, 758 OPS. Now, not necessarily the type of attack metrics we'd be looking for, especially on a full slate. Let's get up into it, though. Remember, he started out as a reliever, first 27 innings, 203 ERA, 101 whip. They bumped him up to a starter. He's not good enough to be a starter as a starter. 10 games, 550 ERA, 143 whip, 2.5 home runs per nine. Again, this stuff we're looking for. The fastball, perhaps the worst in the game. We'll do a quick one here. Again, all the kind of advanced stuff are due, and then I have to hurry the heck up. The fastball, first of all, comes in at 89 miles an hour, which is trashola. It has 16 inches of vertical drop. That's way too much. That's very bad. Anything over 13 is getting below average. Anything worse than 15 is an issue. 16, very bad. And he only has 5 inches of horizontal ride, right? The more horizontal tail on the fastball, the better. The more deceptive it is, harder to reach, figure out where it's going to end up. His at only 5 is terrible. You want to be at 9 or better, double digits where it's at. Espino, one of the worst fastballs in the year. Righty's killing him. 287 BA, 864 OPS on the season. However, we got to get out that optometrist thing, right? Click, 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 click. Better or worse, better or worse. 333 batting average, 1,000 OPS, and 8 home runs as a starter. Forcing the fastball, 43 U, 600 X-Slug. Give me Wilson Contreras. Yes, he got us. See, this is a perfect example where we didn't get the home run, which is fine. You really can't expect to get home runs at plus 390. Let's not get nuts. Would have been a nice total base prop, but because we were had him on the base hit play, boop, little single, done. Walk away. Love it, especially if we're getting plus money pairing fantastic hitters that the models identified. I mean, I am like God of a, you know, stat boing over that one. So Wilson Contreras, especially, I love when we just kind of miss, right? That would have been, oh, we missed total bases, we lost, blah, 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 he's going to be good today. Well, he's going to be good today. So give me Wilson Contreras again. Last 2 weeks, 40 plate appearances against righties, 16% barrel, 11 blast, 303, 273, 954 OPS with 2 home runs. Then Christopher Morel, last 60 days, 270, 267, 233, 861. Now, I know that's not really popping off the page what we'd normally be looking for to hit our parameters of the model. However, the underpinnings certainly there. Morel, 18 barrel, 15 blast, 6 home runs. Keep an eye on that man. He just went yard yesterday. And then P.J. Higgins, again, this is, I love these because the model rings, like, not really knowing the nuance of jock marketing, DFS and stuff, right? I can't necessarily teach it all that. But Higgins has been off the last 2 days. He should be playing today as a catcher, which is awesome if it's DFS. So he's like the auto smash for DFS, 1,000% jock market play because he's going to be like $4 or less. Higgins on the year against righties, 345, 309, 1074. These are gaudy numbers, man. You're going to get this guy cheap. He's might bat like fifth or sixth, too. So I actually didn't check the base prop. You know, he's not really the kind of guy. He chased there looking for better hitters, but dude, totally viable for a base hit today. 1,000% P.J. Higgins if he's starting. All right, that's the first pillar of profit. We got to hurry the heck up. This show is just going like insanely, insanely, insanely too long. Sorry, dropped the wrong graphic. But let's back it up a touch. And if you're digging what we're doing, please press the like button, rate, review, and subscribe. And maybe most importantly, download the Jock Market app. I'm going to try and twist those horns, and see if we get another promo going for the very loyal Cork Stats listeners that are going to follow us over to the fantasy, the football show, I should say, on the Mayo Media Net. Just stay tuned. You know, follow me on Twitter at MLB Moving AVG for all those delicious tools that we're putting out for free. Again, apply team totals, starting pitcher ranks. It's actually just kind of ridiculous, including that starting pitcher sheet so many of you enjoy. I enjoy doing it. So they call that a symbiotic relationship out in nature. All right, let's get into this. The second pillar, it's the starting pitcher xStat leaderboard. Now, I don't want to belabor this. I think that's been a problem. I try to listen back to the show, and I don't want to just read these numbers. So I think I want to just advise everybody that's an audio-only listener, check it out on Twitter. Grab the image. We put the hard image up. You could just grab it, or you could jump up to YouTube, right swipe, screen grab it. And while you're there, you might as well press the like button. But regardless, I want you to have the info. It's more important, I think, to see it. I'm kind of reading it, and I thought, I'm like, that sounds like a list. I mean, I read you the names, and we're trying to do maybe a little bit too much with it, right? So the idea here is we're mining the leaderboard, looking for advanced statistics that pop. None of these are enough to jump at, but it should be like a flashlight. So this is interesting names inside the top 55 in whiff percentage. The right column is inside the top 45 in XWO. But the reason these things work together is, right, whiff happens before contact, and XWOB is after. It's a combination of exit velocity, launch angle, all that good stuff. It's like an amalgamated stat. Whiff rate, really important. You combine the two, what do you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo, right? That's where you want to be. So these are all guys with plus 25% whiff rates. Excellent. At the top, David Peterson for the Mets. Reed Detmers, you better have added him when I was yelling at you to do that. Josiah Gray, Braxton Garrett, JT Brubaker, Ranger Suarez, add him if he's out there. He's looking good. Nick Lodolo, Alex Cobb, Chris Bubich, and Cutter Crawford. Excuse me, sorry about that. Alex Cobb was my dark horse, second half sleeper, fantasy SP MVP. And like he went, I had like 11 or 12 strikeouts the other day. So another looking good again. That's where a lot of it's at. You know, people are looking at the wrong stats. There are even a lot of very advanced, very smart pitching people. So I'm not going to call anybody out, but a lot of people are doing it wrong. We're at the point now where I feel extremely confident saying pitching projections are stupid. I'm sorry. They're just not going to get you there. If you're trying to cast a wide net, fine. I understand. And if you want to just like automatically regress fly balls, then fine. I'm going to be doing more nuanced work than that. Look for it in the off season. I spoke to a pretty prominent baseball site that is looking to host some pretty awesome stuff. And of course, I never stop. So at the end, remember Carter Crawford. Also, we've added him. I think he already got the Yankees this week. I didn't start him, but I'm adding. I don't know. People are doing it differently. Other people are chasing two starts. We're chasing advanced stats. We're chasing whiffs. We're chasing things that I think have mattered. It's really worked thus far. My pitching teams are awesome. All right. The XWOB aside, the thing I would say about this list is, again, a lot of these can just be weak contact guys, so you don't want to overreact to XWOB. However, if a pitcher's on both of these lists, it's been an auto add. And again, this is all back-tested, right? We're doing this in real time. I'm doing this work for you in real time. We're doing the ads in real time, back testing the ads in real time, and then moving forward with the work. So, like, there's really, I shouldn't have to argue with you. I shouldn't have to twist your arm to go add these guys if they're on both lists, because it's why I've been so good, you know, through pitching injuries and everything. So, at the top, Ranger Suarez, 246 X Wobo, last 30 days, Hachi Machi Liberace. Pair it with the whiffs he's getting. Ranger Suarez with SP2. All the way out, on the way out, even SP3. Remember, if you're in a 9-pitcher league, SP4 or 5 is extremely useful. To Reed Detmers, I told you, looks like an ace. Make sure you're keeping him in those leagues. To George Kirby, who you probably have to watch with innings limit. Alex Cobb, there he is, looking excellent. Braxton Garrett, there he is, looking excellent. He's on every one of my teams. To Cole Irvin, Jose Quintana, Jake Odorizzi, Austin Voth, and Jeffrey Springs. A lot of those guys we have been cycling through. Springs, been looking really good. I've used him. It's ticked down as of late. He's now on my bench. Odorizzi, I can't get behind. Austin Voth, I used to love. Funny enough, he actually looks okay. I would be shocked if it got surprised, but I used to like some underpinning stuff there. So there's just some interesting names for fantasy, guys to keep an eye on. Again, I'm not going to just rattle off the top of the leaderboard. Nobody cares about that, right? Everybody knows Corbin Burns is good, but you can't add him. So I want to try and look at the guys that you could either trade for as fantasy trade deadlines approach, or straight up might be on waiver wires. Like Ranger Suarez might be on 10 or 12 team waiver wires. And right now, you can't be discriminant with format. If there's a viable pitcher, you just go get him. That's some good advice. All right, let's get into the bets. Here we go. On the bottom, let's skip the bottom because we already did the analysis. Again, I love that how this show, and again, this is part of the feedback that I'm getting about how there really aren't any other shows kind of covering the entire landscape the way we do. I don't even know what you'd call this. Is it a betting show? Is it fantasy? Is it baseball theory? I don't know what it is. That's the thing. It's everything, right? We just kind of like pull the baseball grenade and whatever happens, you know, happens. And it worked really, really well, you know, walking through it, starting with the daily, you're getting the hitter model hits, identifying the pitchers to stay away from, double side might lead you to an over, you're seeing disparities and stuff like that. And again, lead us to these hit parlays where, again, if you're looking, I have noticed FD is providing one hits for everybody. DK is a little more strict. DK seems very cheap, but you know, the pricing can be okay, but you got to be careful. So these do say over one hit. You might also be able to check it for over one half total base. Okay, so those would be the same. This does not work for one and a half total base. All right, let's be very clear about that. What I have been shocked is the quality of hitter that we're getting to need a single. Teoscar Hernandez and Pete Alonso, we talked about them both. I mean, I don't have to convince you anymore. Pete Alonso with that gaudy 588, 353, he's killing lefties. I mean, what we need is a single. Okay, and Teoscar Hernandez rocking the 470 expected wOBA against right-handed fastballs year-to-date. I think we get this one easily. I absolutely love it. I mean, if you want to expand even further, you probably could, you know, to put a touch on this and take a smaller bit and put it on the double base prop and a double home run prop. You could kind of like, you know, maybe that would be smarter than Rubber's kind of, I mentioned this yesterday, but it's probably good advice. Being careful of like double betting by expanding risk. It's okay. You bet whatever you want. Okay, let's be first of all. You can do whatever you want, providing it's within a strict kind of risk plan. Okay, but what I mean is instead of, I normally bet X $100 in a game, I like two pieces of this game. Rather than bet 200, you bet 100, split it into ways that could get you progressively paid off, where the most likely scenario pays for the entire venture. In this case, look, we have a plus 105 hit parlay, Teoscar Hernandez, Pete Alonso. So that's the play. Teoscar and Pete for one hit each at plus money. So let's say you had $100, you'd probably bet like 60, 55, or I'd probably say 60. That way, if you hit it, you may have a 10% profit. So, and I'm going to say, no matter, you don't care about the rest of it, but a 10% profit is a good venture, and you could kind of move forward, leave the door open for total base props and home runs and all of these things, as Arnold would say. So, let's get into the top side. If you see, I can walk you through it quick because we actually didn't cover this one. I have a money line parlay, and this one was me trying to just be a little more conservative. Again, it's been a bit of a roller coaster ride. It depends who you ask and what they're playing. We got people that are crushing it. We've had people that have had a tough go. I get it because we're doing so many different things, so many bowls kind of spinning. I absolutely get it. But what I mean is F5 pricing is gross. The books are basically waiting for me to pick. They don't even put F5 money lines out anymore. Whatever. I have to go look for them all over the place. It's insane. So they're messing with the pricing or pulling the game. So I have to do this. My job, right? So I'm, you know, being doing the best I can, looking for the best value that is possible. And I think it's in the run line now, just because the price disparity is so great, and I'm getting the model rings again. So, but the thing there is, these still lead you to, like, negative money. So, where I have circled is Toronto and Cleveland, right? So, we start at the top. We have the distinct edge. We mentioned the Toronto offense against Bradish, but we also have Manoah going up against the Orioles. Orioles offense is okay, but Alec Manoah is a goat. But with the Orioles offense looking good, you worry about the run line cover, can feel kind of greedy. Then you have Cleveland with Shane Bieber facing Tyler Alexander, another kind of landslide pitching matchup. That one's also kind of a landslide hitting matchup. But again, run lines just are tough, and you have to pay juice for it. And again, people look at minus 110 and think, oh, it's even money. Minus 110 is not even money. 10% is not nothing, as they say in my neck of the woods. So whenever you can move the chess pieces, get yourself into the plus money, you'll keep your necessary win percentage down. And I think that is really at the fore of a sustainable betting plan, or at least my own. Your paying juice is always going to kind of get you in trouble. Then you get into having to weight your own probabilities and predicting the future. I'm not saying it doesn't work. It's worked for people. There is not one certain way. Remember, 1,000 ways to skin a cat without scratching its arsehole. All right, so give me Toronto and Cleveland to just win outright together at plus 140. I feel better about the pair at plus 140 than I do them both at minus 110. Now, let's see if one of these sharper Cork Stats crew members could tell me why. The answer is simple. Because if we hit one of two, it's a losing venture. It's just that easy. It's all about the dumbest math, you know, and that's pretty much it. If you have three, now you may be getting something. You could get two or three, and Ryan Robbins again, creativity to four. Why even bother? Pretty good chance One of these doesn't cover. It's just how it is. You know, remember, we're looking for something that the managers don't care about. What I mean is, you could be up two runs. Your team can have a man on third with one out. And you allow it in because you want the out. And it's rational, reasonable, and smart baseball to do that. So again, you see why I like to bet on things that the managers care about. So they'll be playing for our money in theory, right? They all play to win. That, so you can back money lines 1,000%. That's why they make them so expensive. That run is it? It's arbitrary, really. It doesn't matter to these teams. They're easily going to trade. They're going to trade 1,000 times out of 1,000. So again, just something to keep in mind. So Toronto and Cleveland to cover it up, pair them up for +140. I mentioned the pitching edges. We have them both pretty clear. I mean, obviously Manoah over Bradish. Obviously Bieber over Alexander. But we have it on offense too, right? Toronto is firmly better than Baltimore, even if you were to call that a split based on recency, because I guess Baltimore's hitting right now. Toronto offense is very good, and so is Alec Manoah. And then the other side, the Detroit offense is just gross. One of the worst in the league. Check it out. Last 250 plate appearances. They have a 50 team WRC plus, 200 team batting average, 535 team OPS, 4% walk. I mean, it's just the worst thing you've ever seen. 41% chase rate as a team, 80% in zone contact rate. Hachi Machi, holy cow. I should have probably been looking at the strikeout prop for Bieber. I'm trying to BS my way through it. I could bring it up because, man, over 6.5. See, I like over 6.5, but again, they juice props to the gills. I'm not interested in paying 160 for anything, so let's just take our bets. Give me Teoscar and Pete Alonso, both with one single for +104. I saw +105 either way. And a money line parlay, Toronto and Cleveland outright wins. Exactly what I love to get at. And again, they both might run away, and we'll have somebody screaming into the void on Twitter about how we wasted, you know, whatever, something or other. I don't even know what people complain about. They complain about everything. You could solve world hunger, and they'd say, you know, the dessert wasn't gluten-free, whatever. And now our newest addition is the Home Run Tracker, brought to you by the Mayo Media Network and presented by Jock Market. Love that. Please download the app. We got the Bing Bong Parlay. I forgot to add the camera to this one, so you don't have to look at my ugly face for a second, which means I could kind of like scratch my big old nose. Now, these are, you know, interesting. I just couldn't ignore the home run model. I actually have Guerrero. Now, it's interesting. You'll notice we had Teoscar at the outset. It becomes a coin flip. It's about pricing. Guerrero is batting first, and Teoscar was +300 opposed to +350, and Vlad Guerrero was as good as anybody. So, you know, with the 15% pricing boost and the lineup placement, and Guerrero's hot to death. Like, you know, we're not buying in on a down sine wave here. We're buying in an up sine wave, like the best hitter on the planet, who really wasn't fantastic the first half. He's very good, but if we believe in the pendulum swing, there's a second half for the ages coming for Vlad. So, like, you want to back Vlad as long as it is. Then to Pete, Alonso's on the home run tracker as well. The problem with Pete Alonso is the price. Now, let's get back into Wilson Contreras. He made it. I checked him because he rang again, and the price was there, +300. I mentioned that because you got to get it. Now, this one is different than yesterday. These prices, you really can't play alone. So, I would not advise. First of all, I would never, ever, ever play a home run at +235. You're not getting at least +300 for a home run. Don't play as a standalone ever. I don't care what anything says. Knock it down to the total base prop. It's just silly to pay $235. It's silly. It's silly. It really is. The home run is got to be better than 235. There's nobody at 235. They're taking advantage of you at that point. And even if you get it, it wasn't worth it. I don't care. Problem here, again, the odds and the approach. Doesn't mean you can't play it. It just means we can't play it the way we did yesterday. We had three plays yesterday at +370 or better. Idea being, you could play them all individually and hit for 70%. Right, if you split that R I mentioned into three equal pieces. The problem here is if you do that, you don't have a win. Because what if you know, 0.33 R three times, Pete Alonso hits, it's a losing venture, right? So always sustainability needs to be at the center of these. Whenever you draw up kind of a more complex plan, make sure that, number one, you have an out to get paid, and then that a success is not going to lead to a losing venture. Those are probably the biggest rakes I think people step on with parlays, and why parlays get a bad rap. Listen, long parlays, 9-10 parlays, those are stupid no matter what anyone says. But you can play pairs and combinations of games and hits and props. You absolutely can, providing you do it the right way. So what I would do with this is either go for the point, the +5,900. Someone out there is going to, my fingers crossed, hopefully we do. You shouldn't be putting more than quite literally 0.05 U on it. So if you're, you know, if you're generally betting $100 on a game, you're talking about five. You should not be going for the moon on these. This is not how this game is played. If you wanted to be a little more aggressive with while still being somewhat conservative. It's probably a nickel on three times, right? So three nickels or three-thirds, 0.33U on a round robin. He'll be the last feather in the cap. Then I'm going to ask for the like button because this is the kind of stuff you get pretty much only here. What I mean with round robin is you go, think of the three bets. So Vlad is A, Pete is B, Wilson is C. If you pair Vlad with Pete, Vlad with Wilson, and Pete with Wilson, right? The three unique combinations, and you do get two of three, you will profit. And that is another way to attack something with long odds that has you kind of pigeonholed without the plus 300s or better. And that will do it. Where else are you getting that? Bam, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Yeah, all the goodness and all the stuff and things that you can hopefully ask for here at Cork Stats and the Mayo Media Net. Please rate, review, and subscribe. Leave a 5-star pod before we hang up the Cork Stats show. I'm sure someone will be looking at those analytics if we're going to get picked up again next year. I would call this show a wild, wild success. Man, it's August 9th and we're out of here in just a couple weeks. We're going to make every single bit of it count before we make the pivot into football with the new show, with the new brand, but the same ugly mug. So thank you for spending your precious time with us and picking up what we're putting down here at MMN. Please, please, please download the Jock Market app. I'll see you up in the jam streets today. PJ Higgins, baby. Yes, yes, y'all. And you don't stop. Enjoy the games. Enjoy your day. When we're done with the book, enjoy that pay. You'll remember when you work this hard, it feels a lot less like luck, don't it? Damn right.